Good evening. Thank you, Fed, for putting us on the stream. This is the June 12, 2018 National Finance Committee meeting for Pacifica, and I'd like to get started by calling roll. Ken Aaron?
Here.
Nick Arena? Can't hear you. Chris Corey?
Present.
Joseph Davis, I am present, mostly. William Herwagon?
Hello, this is Nick Arena from WPFW. I'm here.
Okay, Nick, good to hear you. I'll put you present. William Herwagon? Don't hear you. Tony Leon? I understand he may be out tonight. Tom Livingston is acting CFO. I understand he won't be here tonight. R. Paul Martin?
Here.
P.K. McCary?
Here.
Mansoor Sabah?
Hazir.
All right, well, that's seven present. We have a quorum. First on the meeting tonight is agenda approval. I did post at KPFTX the approval, kind of at the last minute, so if there's anyone out there listening, it is up. And I did email it to everybody on the committee, so if you've all had a chance to look at it, I'd like to move that we approve the agenda so that we can now start taking amendments.
We should, the maker of the motion should read the agenda out so the public can hear that.
Fair enough. Okay. The agenda was a roll call, which we finished. 20, agenda approval. Item 30, minutes approval. Item 40, 5 minutes for the Davis motion on procedure reporting. 50, pension audit issues. 60, bequest procedures. Item 70, budget progress reports from the units. And 99, to adjourn. That's the total of the agenda.
R. Paul for stat?
Please, R. Paul. Proceed.
Okay. All right. We should have times on these and including a time to adjourn. So I would say agenda approval, 5 minutes. I move to amend. Agenda approval, 5 minutes. Minutes approval, 5 minutes. Probably won't take that long. You already have five on the other one. Pension audit issues. How long do you think that ought to go for?
Well, we got 2 hours. So let's take the easy ones first. Maybe budget reports from progress, about, 20 minutes?
The whole thing, 20 minutes?
I think so, because I don't think I know that KPFT doesn't have a lot to report, so I get the feeling we're not going to have a lot of time there.
And I would say adjourn no later than, 10 o'clock Eastern?
Okay, which would be, hour and 15 minutes from now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that leaves us with an hour and 15 minutes, for pension audit issues and bequest procedures.
Want to do 30 each or 20 each, and that gives us the possibility to extend?
This is Nick Arena for the STAC on that on that issue.
And could I just say new business at the, after budget progress reports that adjourn, new business, because you're supposed to always have new business, even if you never get to it. So I want to. So those are my amendments. Agenda approval, 5 minutes. Minutes approval, 5 minutes. The next one is already done. 5 minutes for Davis motion. Pension audit issues, 20 minutes. Bequest procedures, 20 minutes. Budget progress reports from units, 20 minutes. New business, adjourn. No later than 10 p.m. Eastern. Okay, that's my amendment.
Go ahead, Nick.
Yeah, I don't know if this fits under new business or not, but I think we still have to add an agenda item that we can discuss further in the next meeting. But we need to know that the terms of the loans that we have taken and set about a process by which we make recommendations to the PMB about how the loans will be repaid. And that is a larger discussion than we can have in this meeting, but I think we need to put that on our agenda and add it to perhaps the next agenda, because we should make recommendations to the PMB about what the loan terms are requiring and recommendations for repayment.
Nick, would it be okay if we added an item 80 right before adjournment for 10 minutes to discuss this topic?
I would just say 5 minutes. That would be fine.
Okay.
80 will be discussion of loan terms and repayment for 5 minutes.
Yeah, William Hairwagon just joined the call.
That's discussion of loan terms and repayment, 5 minutes.
I think that is what getting at.
Yeah, that's what I'm suggesting. Yes, sir, Paul.
Okay. I think that would be good. WBAI-LSB passed a motion regarding this very topic, so I think that's probably something we should get into.
Okay, any objections to adding Nick's item?
None.
Hearing none. Well, none. Any objections to the times parameters that R. Paul Martin added?
No objections, but I do have one question. Do we have a meeting time for our next meeting?
Yes.
Okay. What is it? I don't have it.
8:30.
I don't have it noted.
They're always 8:30. And
No. What date? I'm sorry. What date?
The date is July. I'm reaching over here for something with my tiny arms. July 10th. July 10th, 8:30.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, are there any further adjustments to the agenda? Hearing none, may we approve the agenda?
Hearing so moved.
I assume there's no objection, so we approve the agenda and we can get started. Minutes approval for Paul.
Okay.
I'm sorry, guys. I wasn't able to unmute me. I just wondered, do I need to add to the agenda a discussion about how each of us are coming along, or is that part of the agenda item already?
I mean, on the station budgets?
I'm reporting on KPFT status, but I'd like to make sure that we're hearing from everybody else too. So.
Yes, it is on the agenda.
Okay, all right. I'm in the dark right now, turning on light. It just seemed like it got dark all of a sudden in my house.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
R. Paul, please proceed.
I move that we approve the minutes of the May 8th, 2018 NFC meeting.
Are there any objections to approving those minutes? Hearing none, they are approved. Are there any other minutes to approve, R. Paul?
No, we're all caught up.
Okay, that's good. Okay, 7:50 right now, my time. I'm going to watch the clock. Okay, I put this motion on the agenda, took that liberty. Is there any discussion? Has anybody read the motion that I put on here? This is a parallel motion from the Strategic Planning Committee, and the reason I wanted to put it on here is I think it would get us good information from the units on fiscal practices, and I think if it comes from two committees, it's that much more motivation for the executive director and the foundation to get it done quickly and professionally. That's my motivation. Anyone second the motion?
Well, Mr. Chair, you need to read that out for the stream.
Ah.
Everybody.
Okay. All right, the motion is, in parallel with the Strategic Planning Committee, the National Finance Committee recommends the PNB direct the ED to immediately ask each unit and the central office to produce a report by July 23rd giving an overview of the financial practices in that unit. We are asking for approximately 1 to 2 hours work from a knowledgeable person at each unit. The report should describe various specific financial activities, either from the list below or something important the knowledgeable person feels relevant, and a sense of scope to cover personnel time and resources needed to accomplish each activity and the benefit of the activity in terms of income, operations, or other concerns. We also need to know if each activity occurs at a very constant rate or occurs in surges between high and low effort needed. Parentheses, monthly bills are constant, pledge drives vary from intense to slow. Close parent. Items to be considered, a list. 1, pledge drives, phone banks, various donation means. 2, premium delivery. 3, monthly utility bills and ongoing expenses. 4, loan payments and other finite payment series. 5, grants or gifts. 6, central office payments. 7, FJC loan compliance factors to be met. 8, efforts specifically aimed at restoring CPB grants. 9, bookkeeping for audit, CPB, and other reporting purposes. The knowledgeable person producing the report should sign and provide email and phone contact information, and time acceptable to call should follow-up questions be needed. These specific requirements may be modified by the ED to facilitate a timely and reasonable report. The purpose of the collective reports is to make clear the activities at each unit, to be used both to complete work presently in progress, such as audits, but also to consider the implementation of best practices, controls, and scaling. Benefits should include better auditing, CPB funding, pension obligations, cost reduction, and fraud prevention. That's the complete motion. Is there a second?
Second. Doesn't need one in a committee.
Nope. Okay. Any debate?
What do you have?
Excuse me. This is Ken to the stack on this motion.
Please, Ken, go ahead.
Okay. I'll be in a minute. Okay. I have trepidation about sending out a work assignment to the five stations and wrapping us up in another administrative bureaucratic cycle. It's obvious we need to know what's going on in the five stations. But I've been away, so I can't say I've come up with a solution to what you're trying to do. But the thing that's sent out to the five stations should be something that's filled out, not something that's an essay. You're requesting an essay. Tell me how you do this. Tell me how you do that. Or what are you doing about this? And what are you doing about that? That's not going to get a useful response, I don't think. I think it's much better if you send out a list of questions, even if they were multiple choice, you know, on a scale of 1 to 5, how reliable is your general ledger, anything, where somebody can fill it out instead of calling on somebody to have inductive and deductive analysis of what's going on at the station and who's doing what and spending time investigating it and so forth. And that may also get into political situations about what you're saying about what other people are doing or not doing. I think it's much more appropriate to ask a specific person like the general manager to assign to get it done. Don't say who's in charge of financing. Let the general manager be responsible for it and ask him specifically, how do you cage, what caging methods do you use for depositing your cash? What bank accounts do you have? List the bank accounts, list the signatories, list the purpose of the bank accounts, what deposits are made, what withdrawals are made. Do you have invoices for all items purchased with petty cash? Where are they? Or where do you secure them? Who do you send them to? When do you summarize it? Specific questions, not a general thing of like, how do you do your accounting? That's like, you know, asking for an essay. So I agree with the intent to the degree of doing a survey. It's at least the beginning. But basically, I don't think we're that interested in, I mean, we're interested in what they're doing now because it's got to be repaired. But the protocol and policy will be set at the top and sent down. It's not a kumbaya thing of like, oh, well, out here in Texas, we do it this way, and in New York, we do it a different way. We have to have uniformity, and that's going to have to come from national. And we're working on doing that right now. But in any event, sending out any kind of a survey should be something that gets filled out like a tax form, not an essay format. So,
Mansoor would like to be on step one.
I agree with the intent, but not the format of the procedure. Thank
Mansoor would like to be on stack.
Okay, Mansoor, I have you on stack. I'm going to take the liberty of making a quick response. One, frankly, we don't know what questions to ask, and there may be some important things that we don't think to ask about that they might tell us about and enlighten us. Two, it would go through the GMs from the ED as the motion is stated. Three, we're not asking for more than about 1 to 2 hours effort. We just need a quick snapshot, so it's not a very large task. And that's all I'm going to do. Let me go on to Mansoor, please.
Yeah, thank you. I think the base of Joseph's motion is to, for the future as well, Ken, and part of the future is to have one account for the whole foundation, not 5, 6, 7 of them, and each station have 2, 3 of them. So in order to go that route, we taken steps to find out the expenses and how people are handling things at each radio station and how to streamline them. And once we get one central banking system going, it would the second tier of that is to save a lot of money by having a centralized banking system that would deal with all Pacifica's finance. And I'll leave it at that. Thank you.
Thank you, Mansoor. We're really short on
Nick Arena for the stack.
Yeah, so I want to try to give each person at least one chance to speak on it. So, Nick, please go.
I would amend the motion that would direct the interim executive director and the CFO to request this information from the stations and a report that they would provide to the finance committee that would provide basically the breadth of what's being asked, meaning that the interim executive director and the CFO would direct the stations to provide financial reporting on a deemed periodic basis that would accomplish what has been spoken to in the motion and what the follow-up that Mansoor and Ken have recommended.
Thank you, Nick. My quick answer to that is just the executive director is currently the acting CFO, and the way the motion is written, it goes through that process. So I think it already does what you've asked. Is there anyone else who would like to speak?
Well, is there an amendment on the floor then?
Yeah, I mean, because it says that already. I don't know what you would amend.
I just heard it differently. Sorry, I heard it like we were asking for something from the stations as the finance committee versus directing the ID and the CFO. And I would imagine there would be a time there would be a CFO that would produce the information. So, again, if I am wrong about that, I stand corrected. But I just think we're asking for management to provide the finance committee with the information we need. So, I'll just providing that input.
Okay, the first paragraph says specifically we direct that the ED immediately ask the unit and central office, so we're directing this to the ED. Further, there's a single line at the bottom. The specific requirements may be modified by the ED to facilitate a timely and reasonable report. We specifically are giving him the flexibility to make it as easy and digestible as possible to implement. So I think that anyone else who wants to speak, we really are short of time, and I don't want to make this to consume too much more time.
Actually, Mr. Chair, our 5 minutes were up 5 minutes ago.
You're right, dead right. I don't hear anyone wishes to speak. Are there any objections to the motion?
Call for the question.
Okay. Then I'm asking the motion on the floor, are there any objections? Hearing none, we'll assume that motion is then passed. Let's move on to the next item, Art Paul. I believe it's the pension audit issues. Who can best speak to that?
What issue?
This was something our Paul recommended we have on the agenda. There's some case where I think we might possibly get sued by people who are concerned about our fiscal financing of the audit of the pension money, and there's going to be an audit that might come, and that topic was suggested to be on our agenda. I don't know anything specific about it myself, but I think it was certainly an important item that we could discuss.
What I saw was someone saying that they heard on the stream of the audit committee that the IRS is going to audit Pacifica over the pension stuff, being in arrears on putting in the pension payments. And I wanted to know if any of the directors especially had heard about this. Although I know that nobody here is allowed to be on the audit committee. I was wondering if anything was sent to the rest of the PNB about the IRS and this issue. If not, we can just keep going, because if we don't know, we don't know.
Why don't we table this issue, and if somebody gets some information about this later in the meeting, we can bring it back. If not, we'll just drop it off and see if it can reappear later.
I think language is to postpone, not table.
Well, postpone would be to another meeting. Table is just maybe later in the meeting if we have some information to pick it up. That's how I do Roberts.
Actually, you can postpone to later in the meeting. If you want to table it, you can do that. And wait a minute, we're in a committee. Postpone is what you need to do, yeah. And we can postpone it. We can make it a conditional and postpone it until someone has more information. How about that?
Sounds good. Any objections to postponing this topic until later in the meeting when somebody has information? Hearing no objections, let's move on to the next subject, bequest procedures. Or Paul, would you like to bring that up? Maybe you mentioned it.
Paul, give me a second. Okay, as I underline things, let me bring it up. Yes. At WBAI, the general manager back in April brought up the fact that we have a person in Piscataway, New Jersey, passed away and left a bequest to Pacifica. And in that bequest is a house in Piscataway. And there are some other complications, which apparently looks like Pacifica is going to have to be the executor of the guy's will, or will need to hire somebody to be the executor of the will. But the major thing is, and the general manager and members of the local finance committee were concerned about this. It basically is leaving whatever comes out of that house. We could either have a house or it could be sold, and the money goes to Pacifica. It goes to Pacifica. And basically, the local finance committee was concerned that this should be credited to WBAI. In other words, and it should happen everywhere, because it doesn't say specifically I leave to WBAI. It says I leave to Pacifica. And the concern is that we shouldn't have it just be, it just goes to Pacifica and BAI gets no credit for it. And that was the concern of the general manager and the local finance committee. And I think it would probably be good if there were some policy in Pacifica that made this the case for every place. Because if you have somebody who leaves a bequest or whatever, and, you know, since the person has passed away, they can't clarify, and it doesn't specify the station, but it's obviously in that station signal area, it should be credited to the station. And, for instance, WBAI, you know, is going to have to chip in for the loan stuff for their own repayment and all of that, and there are other things, and this should go for WBAI's payments to these various things. And that should be the case for other radio stations, too. So I'm asking if there would be objection to that kind of thing. I don't have a motion for it, but I'm just floating the idea that this should be a Pacifica policy, that if there's a bequest in a signal area, the station that signal area it is gets credit for whatever's realized out of that bequest. That's what I'm asking.
Ken, to the stack.
Go ahead, Ken.
Well, I'm mystified because I don't believe that any of the stations have the legal instantiation to own anything. All the property, all the assets, all the bank accounts are Pacifica. The only nonprofit that exists is Pacifica Foundation. There's no BAI Foundation or KPFT Foundation, etc. So none of those stations can own anything. To set it up in internal books that we keep track of who solicited the donation, etc., well, you'd have to go back and do this retroactively. I don't know how KPFA got its property or KPFK or KPFT. I don't know if those donated to the station or what happened there. But all the property belongs to Pacifica, and it was all mortgaged to pull a WBAI out of a situation. So we have the instantiated process, and historically, that the National Foundation handles liabilities and indebtedness of each of the stations, regardless of what it has taken in or has failed to take in. So I think the idea of assigning ownership to a bequest or a donation to a station as opposed to Pacifica is a bad policy, unless the donor puts a restriction on the donation and says, this donation can only be used to buy microphones for WBAI or paint the building at KPFT or some such, or it's for scholarships for interns at KPFA. Unless the donor puts in a restriction, then it becomes restricted funds. And we've also had situations like that, and we had to correct it because the AG's office was very upset because we violated one of those restrictions where the donor had said the money has to go to X, and instead it was used for general salaries, I believe. So this is all legal, and I do not believe the stations are instantiated to have ownership, and I don't think it's a good idea at this point to say, hey, that's mine. I bought this baseball. I bought this bat. You know, I'm going to tell you who's going to be on first and who's pitching. It's Pacifica Foundation owns all the assets and incurs all the liabilities. And that's the way it goes. And now, there could be, in our future, potentially a reinstantiation of the stations as LLCs or something. Not a bad idea, because we could close the door to the deep pockets of the foundation and stop any kind of lawsuits down at the level of the station and let them not go all the way up into the foundation. That's something for lawyers to figure out and so forth. But at this time, it doesn't exist. And maybe it should exist, but it doesn't exist. And at this time, I don't think we want to keep a separate series of books keeping track of who brought what to the stew, or who brought what to the picnic. We just share and share alike.
Thank you, Ken.
Nick for the stack.
Can our poll get back down in the bottom of the stack, too?
Did everybody get – I sent out a statement on this issue earlier today. Everybody get that?
Yes.
Okay. And let me just, from my, since I put that work in, let me just say a couple things, and then we'll go to, I believe, Nick and our Paul next, is just like In other words, when we do a fund drive and somebody calls in KPFT, that's part of KPFT's income. Yes.
Point of order.
Yes.
I think this is the second time you've put yourself at the head of a stack. I don't think that's appropriate. I know you're the chair, but I think you should just go through the stack as a stack instead of presaging it like because you're the chair, that you have seniority and you can just be on the head of the stack.
The reason I was doing it wasn't because I was the chair, it was because I've already put in about 2 hours' work with this issue. So I'll leave it to the body. The body, do want Nick to go first? It's okay with me. Go ahead. Any objections, Dick?
One other issue. The other part of that is in Robert's rules, if the chair gets to discuss or argue or take sides on an issue or a motion, he's supposed to hand the chair over to the vice chair. So I know it's a committee and it's not a formal
PMD. Point of order.
That's point of order. Who's that?
That's our Paul.
Please, our Paul, go ahead.
In a committee, the chair gets to debate, chair gets to vote. It's not a deliberative assembly, it's a committee. Just as we don't need to have seconds for motions, the chair gets to debate and vote normally. So, chair.
Thanks. Okay. I stand corrected on that.
Okay. Now let's just take a quick voice vote. Do you guys want to go ahead and just go to Nick or Joseph? Just whatever, however you say. I'll go with the body.
Continue.
Okay. Now, all I was going to say is that just as each station collects donations, and that is part of their income as far as their budgeting process goes, these people who give us bequests, the reason they give us bequests from that area is because they're listening to a station in that area. And while that money doesn't belong to that station, I think there certainly should be a connection to the accounting that that's part of that station's money that they brought in and is funded to the foundation. I'll leave it at that. Please, Nick, go ahead next. Was it Saval after Nick?
Yeah, I just reiterate what you just said, and it's historical. We've done that in the past, and donors in a specific region have contributed money directly to the station as a bequest, and done it to Pacifica for the benefit of the station in the area. So I support what was just said for all the reasons that it was said by the last speaker.
Okay, I believe is Mansoor next.
No, I wasn't on stack.
I got confused on the stack. Who wants the stack right now?
Our Paul.
Our Paul was next.
Our Paul, please go.
Okay. Maybe I wasn't clear. Basically, Joseph has said a lot of what this means. I'm not suggesting that WBAI own a house. I am saying that wherever it comes in, for whatever radio station signal area a bequest or something like that comes in from, it should be credited to that station. I'm not suggesting we go back 69 years and, you know, start crediting everything that ever came in for the life of Pacifica. I'm simply saying, especially at this time now, we should make sure the stations get that. Now, if we get like a major donor, that person said, you know, they're alive and they could say, do this. Whereas with something where the person can no longer clarify, it makes sense to do it this way, I think. It also helps, I think, to encourage people to donate and leave money to a station because they want the station. And I mean, I still think that most of the people who listen to the various stations don't even know Pacifica exists. They know their local station, and that's what they know about. And I think we need some kind of a policy like that. And again, the general manager of WBAI brought this up as an issue, and the rest of the local finance committee was concerned about it too. So if there is already some sort of policy that covers this, that's great. If not, maybe we should make sure there is one so we don't have fights later on down the line, because we are going to be needing to get everybody to, we're going to have the stations, the various stations, contributing to deal with this, the loans and all of that. So And I will point out that it was Pacifica that signed that lease. So there we go. All right, that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Ken to the stack.
Go ahead, Ken.
Well, I find it rather ironic, which is good. There's always humor in irony, that 3 weeks after the network bailed BAI out of a pit for $3.7 million to get them out of a situation that they got into, whoever you want to hang the hat on, the bell on, for the mistake when it was made. They were going down. They were going to be lose their tower. Now they're moving to another tower. The whole network put up all of its real estate to bail out BAI so it could stay on the air. 3 weeks later, they say, oh, yeah, but this guy gave money. It's mine. Doesn't belong to the foundation. Come on. This is ridiculous. As soon as you got some money, the first thing you should say is, here, I hope this helps. Instead of saying, that's mine. We got to get some new cushions and new mics. It belongs to BAI. It's completely perverse. I'm not saying that the station shouldn't come up with another policy. But if you're going to look at something, don't just look at the positive aspects of people giving you money. Look at the possible negative aspects of liabilities that are incurred. Do you want the stations to be responsible for their liabilities and put them out on an ice, you know, on a boat by themselves? To, you know, good luck. Goodbye and good luck. You got to float and, you know, sail by yourself. Don't come to the foundation for any assistance. So that's what we've been trying to handle, the big movement for people to dissolve the network and have the station stand alone. I don't think it's an appropriate idea, and I think that kind of policy would be cause secession, would cause separation. And, you know, I think in this case, I think it's beneficial for the five stations to act collectively as one body called the Pacifica Foundation and not say, you know, this is my chocolate cake, it stays in my fridge. It's just ironic. It's happening like 2 weeks after we just bailed them out for $3.7 million. Okay, thank you.
All right, is there anyone else who'd like to speak to the stack? I just sent out a motion on this.
Wants to, I will.
And if you get that in your email, I would like to put it on the floor. But until everybody gets it, I won't do that. Well, Paul, why don't you go ahead and speak?
Yeah, okay. I guess I'll try this again. I thought I had clarified it. Nobody's looking to get money to have it BAI for cushions or anything else. It's simply to make it so that the signal area, that radio station, gets credit in Pacifica. Money comes in from somewhere that, you know, nobody budgets. We never budget for a bequest. You can't do that. And so money comes in one way or another, and it would be good if the station got credit for it. That's all. Also, in terms of bailing out BAI, I will again note for those who have either forgotten or never knew that lease with the Empire State Building signed in August 2005 was not signed by anybody at BAI. As far as we know, nobody at WBAI even had a hand in that. And the thing got somehow negotiated, or maybe not negotiated at all, or just signed. We don't know. And, you know, if you look at it, if you look at the terms of that thing, it would have been very easy in 2005 or any other time to say, gee, look at how this escalates. It has already been established some years ago when we were having debates about this. There is no radio station in all of Pacifica that could have handled the later lease terms for the Empire State Building. They were going up and up and up every year, and it was going to be, you know, it was supposed to go until April 30th, 2020, and we're lucky it didn't. We got out of that 2 years of it. And, again, it isn't like BAI said, let's go sign this absurd lease. That didn't happen. And the other part of it is I just wanna see the idea that, yeah, you get credit for it. I mean, it's not like BAI is going to be given money. It's like BAI is going to be given credit for having handed that in. And otherwise, what you're going to also have is money coming into Pacifica, and the stations won't even know about it, maybe. That could cause a problem downstream, too. I hope I've clarified things.
Thank you, Arpal. I think Ken made a good point earlier when he said, you know, the chair shouldn't try to railroad the whole committee and that sort of thing. And I've already put one motion through this committee, and I sent out another, but I'm not going to put it on the floor. It's up to you. If any of you want to read it and you want to do it, that's fine. I'm not going to push anybody for anything. Is there any more debate on this?
Point of information, is there a motion on the
floor? No, sir, there is no motion on the floor.
Okay, I've gotten your email. Okay, if you want, I'll make the motion. Let's see, it says motion is barring other concerns, comma, bequests to Pacifica should be credited to the station or unit from whence the donor participated with Pacifica.
Any debate?
The motion.
Yes, Mansoor.
Go ahead, Mansoor.
If you don't mind me saying, is it possible to not actually bring this issue up? Because we have precedents that no matter what the circumstances is, the name of the person's always been mentioned on the air if they wished to be mentioned. We usually say, we have had a bequest. We don't say the name of the person because that person didn't want their name to be mentioned. And precedence has it that it always goes to the foundation. So I've cordially asked not to debate this and let it go and not to make it into a motion, because it just, we don't need this right now. What we need right now is stability at our meetings, at our foundation, that we get more people to realize that we are working on solving the financial hardship of Pacifica. And for those who understand what's going on and they want to give money to the foundation, so be it, that we can solve this issue. But this thing, I think it's just going to add to a not necessarily debate. I beg the differ to just let it go and remove it from a motion.
Okay. Anyone else want to speak to this? Well, in the pause, let me just say, I agree with Ken in what he said, was there is no KPFT the money. And what you're saying, Mansoor, it is all Pacifica. You're right. But at the same time, I think people do have an attachment to their station. And I think that therefore, and it does, the station did, in effect, generate the bequest. So I think there's some merit to this. I'll leave it to R. Paul if he wishes to remove. Any further debate?
PK to the stack.
PK, please.
I mean, I think that one of the things that I'm really hearing is to have more clarity and more transparency and more business-oriented goals for the future. We made some mistakes in the past, and we have pointed fingers at different people. I think that this motion allows us to just kind of be transparent and put it out in the open. So I support it.
Thank you, PK. Is there anyone else who would like to speak?
I have a question. This is Chris.
Chris, please, go ahead.
What specifically do you mean by credit?
I'm sorry if you think you've made this clear before, but I'm not quite clear on what you mean by that.
No, I think you're right, Chris. I just wrote it up very quickly. It would just be something that when they're balancing their budget for the year, that it would be like part of their income. Because ultimately, all their income is Pacifica as income anyway. But at least it would be it would credit to their balance sheet. Because the Pacifica doesn't make any money at all from anywhere. KPFT generates the funds, and KPFA, KPFK, and all the units. There's no one going down to the Pacifica National Office and giving us any money. So it has to come through the units somehow or another, and that's what I was thinking. So if you could come up with some better wording and amend it to clarify it, that would be a blessing. Thank you. Go ahead, PK.
Maybe not credit. You know, it's like pat me on the back, but just clarity of who's doing what and not credit, but further clarity and an understanding of our contributions, where contributions came from and where they came through. So, but that sounds more wordy. So credit actually works for me, but if we need a better word, that's kind of my suggestion, clarity.
So, may I ask a question, Mansoor?
Go ahead, Mansoor.
Okay, so let's look at this from a reverse order. So what benefits do we have? What benefits do we gain from making this proposal? Would KPFT or KPFK or any of the radio stations receive money or allocated percentage of that money? I mean, what benefits do we have from this? That's what I'm grappling with.
PK, should I
just ask? Paul, then PK.
The benefits would be that the station would, be credited with having it. I mean, it would say on the books, you know, from, in this case, WBAI, X amount of money on a bequest. And, you know, we would be credited with that. It would, probably go, we can make it for central services, say, okay, this is credit for your central services payments, or when we all start chipping in for the loan repayment, the interest on that, maybe count on that, you know, that's what it would be, that's what it would be for. It wouldn't be going, you know, where a bunch of cash gets dropped in the bank account of that station. It would be, the cash would be in Pacifica, but on the books, it would be shown as coming from the station.
We already do that. It's already done. Every bequest that we get, it's already in the books that way.
Well,
okay.
Well, I'm not really sure if that's the case. It's not a bequest, but I know that we get money for some of the things that we do, and it goes through the main office, and it doesn't come through as money that we get because of relationships or agreements that we made, and it wasn't clear. So I'm thinking that, you know, it's just clarity. One of the things that happens a lot at all the stations is finger-pointing about nobody's helping to raise money, nobody's helping to keep the station afloat, that it's only a few people. And while we say we have this information, there's a lot of information that I'm finding out is not clear about what it was for, how it was, what the agreement was, how it was done. But does the money comes every month or every quarter? And those are things that I'm asking for answers to right now as it relates to KPFT. And it's just good business. That's all it is. It's not to be counting money as to how we can spend it rather than counting money as to how we contribute.
Mansur would like to be on stat. Sorry. I do apologize.
Paul?
Okay, well, let me get in here for just for a second, too. I know that KPFA also had some large bequests at some point, and therefore in what Paul mentioned about that their finance committee was concerned, irrespective of the, shall we say, the technically right details that it's all Pacifica's money, people care at the stations and they have an emotional attachment, and we shouldn't just arbitrarily and capriciously ignore that sentiment, that we should try to find some way to address it to where they feel that they're being respected. Thank you. Mansur and then Arpal.
Okay, I do apologize for extending the conversation on this, which I think it's really not necessary, but just an example that WPFW got one family wrote a check for the antenna that WPFW wanted to have that cost $175,000, and that person wrote a good chunk amount. That money didn't go to KPFK. It went directly to WPFW, and it was appreciated by our executive director, general manager, was acknowledged. They had a meeting with a person and appreciation and all that. So I just think, and again, I would like to bring it back to focus. Let's reduce the amount of not necessarily tension that we need to have. The credit's always been given to the right people at the right moment, to the right station. But it just, the broad picture right now, it's we need to make sure our listeners and large donors understand and see it that we are doing best business practices and we're moving forward to save the foundation. And this, I think, is not necessary. All right. Thank you.
Next. Yeah, it's our Paul.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, Mansur said it's already done that way. Okay, that's good if it is, but the general manager of WBAI brought it up as a concern. If it's done that way, the way the motion would make it be, we don't know about that. General manager doesn't know about that. So, I don't know. If it's already done that way and we pass a motion saying it should be done that way, it's not going to hurt anything, I don't think. So, there's that.
May I add a little bit to that, Mansur?
Actually, Mansur, is there anyone else that wants to touch on this? Okay, not hearing anything, Mansur.
Sure. Thank you. I think the confusion comes from when something is written down for Pacifica and not a specific radio station, it comes to Pacifica. And if it's written for a specific radio station, it goes to that too. So just because we don't know the details of what has happened to certain checks that's been written, it doesn't mean that we haven't practiced what best practices are. That, you know, if it's always been recognized and acknowledged that a person, because usually, again, some people don't want their name to be mentioned, that has bequested, granted a lot of money to that station or the foundation. So that's always been like this. So thank you very much.
All right. I think our time is just about expended for this, Art Paul. Am I correct?
Oh, let me scroll up here and see where it came in. And yes, quite.
Okay. If you want to go ahead and call for a vote, we can vote on it and decide. And if we vote against it, we won't send a motion out. If we do, then we will. So I think that's what we need to do.
Let me just go up and get the motion so that I can get it right in the minutes and read it off. Motion is, barring other concerns, P bequests to Pacifica should be credited to the station or unit from whence the donor participated with Pacifica. Ken Aaron. Here you, Ken. Are you muted? He'll come back. Nick Arena.
Yeah.
Chris Corey.
No.
Joseph Davis?
Yes.
William Heerwagon?
Well, since this is probably in my motion that's in front of the PNB that the WBAILSB rejected, I think I'll abstain.
Tony Leon? Not here. R. Paul Martin? Yes. P.K. McCary?
Yes.
Mansoor Sabah.
No.
Going back. Ken Aaron? Okay. Tony Leon is not here. 4-4, 2 against, 1 abstention.
Very well. The motion passes. All right. We are up to budget reports from the units. Anyone want to go first, or shall I throw PK on your mercilessness? Sounds like it's PK, sorry.
Am I the only lady? Ladies first? We can do it that way. All right.
Sounds better.
I'm feeling like in reporting that we're going kind of inch by inch, and that some of the problems seem to be from a national standpoint and getting the software up and running and getting rid of software that wasn't working, especially as it related to fund drives. And wanting to know, am I in this by myself? I mean, why does it have to be this hard is probably my biggest question as we're looking at budgets and line items, knowing that we need this, and without this, we're actually losing money because we're not able to build our capacity for raising money, and not having people who... Come to meetings and work together to foster just good business. But I have to give kudos to our manager at financial director. I don't know what Marquisha's real title is right this second, and that's only because I've been burning the midnight oil. But she stays on top of working with us, and that's a really, really good feeling. But I think that, like the motion that we talked about earlier, this parallel system of how we're all working together and not taking things for granted so that we can make clear decisions and suggestions and advice to the LSB and working in tangent with the PMB. I'm a little hopeful, more hopeful than usual, but we've got a long way to go, and I'm wondering if anybody else has that particular issue as well.
All right, thank you, PK. I'll just take a quick thank you to Marquisha as well. Who would like to go next?
I can speak for KPFK, but not on the budget, but just the fund drive. That's about it.
Go ahead.
Okay, so we just had a lengthy fund drive with the hopes that we will not have any fund drive for next 3 months, so the general manager can implement some of the changes he wishes to do so. And again, these are my wordings and not his. And the fund drive was successful. The goal was 700, and we got somewhere between 755 to 760. However, from my past experience, we most probably will not see the daylight of 25 to 30 of that money, because I know as a fact some people who do not have money, but they kept subscribing to each premium that we had, and some stuff they just fall off the crack. So it was a successful fund drive, and hopefully it would give us some breathing room to do some changes to the practices that we do. Thank you.
Thank you, Mansoor. Ken, would you like to, Chris? Ken, are you on the line still?
I think he has dropped off.
Yes. I didn't drop off, just in transit. And at our last meeting with the business manager and the GM, which was about a month ago, they're going to start working on the budget, but I don't have anything to submit yet to the NFC. So, you know, because what happens is fund drive occupies everybody's attention, but the GM and the business manager have started working on the budget. That's all the news I have.
Thank you, Ken. And Nick, would you care to go?
Yes. We have, obviously, our 2018 fiscal budget but that we've been working on and reviewing both in our local finance committee on a monthly basis as well as at the LSB meeting, and we're tracking pretty much on par with our budget for 2018, which has not been reviewed by this committee, but we are still sticking to. Regarding the fiscal year 2019 budget, we had a finance committee meeting last night, and we're organizing a team with the staff to create the 2019 budget, and we'll initiate our first meeting by the first week of July with members of the finance committee, the LSB, and other members of the staff. So we will start in about 3 weeks about the 2019 budget. So that's what I have to report.
Thank you. R. Paul, you want to speak for WBAI?
Yeah, okay. Basically, for FY18, the national office said it was going to do the budget. They didn't. They're not going to. And the WBAI general manager did send something sort of like a projection sort of for FY18 budget almost, but it's not, it's just a bare bones projection. He also sent something for FY19 that looks kind of optimistic, but it doesn't have assumptions, it doesn't have all of the ancillary stuff that goes into it, and he says he is going to have all of that ready for the next local finance committee meeting, which is going to be on June 28th, and we'll really be hacking away at an FY19 budget, I think. Then I don't know that, you know, at the end of June we should be really trying to hack away at an FY18 budget since the third quarter is about to end. So I think we'll be looking at the FY19 and seeing what we can do with that. In terms of the on-air fundraiser WBAI just had, it went for 33 days, and general manager is giving more than one figure for it. Is giving more than one figure for the goal. He's saying that the goal was 12,000 a day, which makes the goal for the whole thing 396,000. And we got 301 and change, so it missed the goal by $94,750. And so that's that. Something that's a bit of a concern is the large number of days in the past 365 days that we've been pitching. It's, you know, quite a bit. I know somebody sent something out before about we should be pitching stations that pitch like 90 days a year, and we're way over that. So that's basically it from us at this time. We are awaiting a real budget proposal, which we should get before the end of the month, and we should be able to report more at the July NFC meeting. Okay?
All right. I believe, is there anyone else who hasn't spoken yet to this?
Yeah, Chris Corey.
Go ahead, Chris.
So, unfortunately, the LSB meeting last month did not have quorum, so there was no LSB meeting. That's my usual moment when I pull the business manager aside, who normally shows up at those meetings, and ask her about budgetary issues. Since I wasn't able to do that, I have an email into her, but I haven't gotten a reply from her. We are having another LSB meeting this weekend. I will do my best to track her down one way or another and get information out of her, because I have not received anything in the last 30 days here. So I don't have anything new to report, unfortunately. And it is actually a little bit, it's starting to worry me just a little bit, in that I prefer to be more on top of what's going on with that stuff than I am right now. So it's starting to make me uncomfortable. So I'll make sure that that gets taken care of one way or the other, but I don't have anything new to report, unfortunately.
Thank you, Chris. I can say I share that sentiment. Anyone else? William, did you want to add anything?
No, thank you.
All right. I believe if nobody has anything else to add, why don't we move on? We had an item that was added to the agenda. We spelled it out. I know that it was a discussion of loan term payments, stuff like that. So whoever wanted to put that on, why don't you go ahead and introduce that?
Yeah, sure. It's Nick Arena. I don't think we should use tonight's meeting to discuss this topic, but I believe we should have a member of the PNB and or the interim executive director to come to the next finance committee meeting and explain the full terms of the loans that were taken in April, and to also report to the finance committee what have been the discussions about how the loans will be repaid. This is a significant issue regarding the finances of Pacifica, and to me, it has gone on without any consultation or discussion with the finance committee at all. And so I would hope that the details of this would be shared with us so that we could make some recommendations about how this is repaid. So I put that out to this committee and ask that we request the presence of people who know more about this than we do, and that we take an active role in making recommendations for the repayment and recommendations around how that might take place to the PNB, because it's not a feeling, it's a fact that the PNB has been acting in financial matters without any consultation with the Finance Committee whatsoever. And I don't think that is a prudent way to move forward in these matters.
Ken, to the stack.
Okay, I hear Ken and then R. Paul. Ken, go ahead.
Could I please defer to R. Paul? Can you go first?
Okay. Ken, you'll wait. And R. Paul, go ahead.
Yeah, we should do that. I'm thinking that maybe it would be good if we made a motion tonight to make some part of the July 10th meeting in executive session, because I'm certain that some of this stuff is going to need to be discussed you know, an executive session. So maybe we should have a motion to that effect. I don't know how we want to do it. We probably will need to do some open session stuff and then closed session. I don't know, since I don't know about this stuff, I have to say I don't know how to apportion it. How much could be said in open session about the loan issues, and how much must be in executive session. I guess it's possible none of it needs to be in executive session, but I just don't know. So, you know, like a motion, something like at 9 p.m. we go into executive session or something, because we've got to notice the executive session. Can't just waltz into one. So that's my concern. We should probably think about how we want to set up an executive session at the next meeting and go from there.
Thank you. Ken, go ahead.
Okay, just one of the, or two of the members of the PNV at the last KPFK LSB meeting informed the LSB that all of the terms of the loans, the interest rate, the duration of the loan, the payback policies and everything, all the little details were covered in closed sessions of the PNB, and they were because they're financial issues. And a motion was floated at the PNB, which has not yet been approved, to make minutes of those meetings public. So that motion was made, but hasn't been done. The point is, the NFC is composed of 5 PNB directors and 5 treasurers from each of the stations. So there are 5 people on this committee who already know all of the details about the loan. They've been informed about it. Whether or not they were paying attention or have other questions, I can't answer. But half of us know exactly all the details. The other half don't. So in terms of that, I don't see the benefit of going over this in a meeting. It's better to do it in writing. I don't think this is to have the chit-chat about it and so forth. If the ED distributes something to the NFC with details, that should be adequate. If there's questions, then they can be followed up. But rather than doing it verbally, I think it would be best done in writing. The second part of the idea of the NFC coming up with recommendations about how to repay the loan, I think that's a good idea. There's one thing about that I did want to say. If we can improve our financial situation and we can recover our CPP funding and increase our income a mere 10-15%, we'll be able to refinance this major loan that's going to be due in 2.5-3 years. We can refinance it over 15 years at a lower interest rate because we have a better financial standing. Now, that's all speculative, and it's all based on wonderful things happening, but it is feasible. So that shouldn't be lost as, the thing of, like, we're going to have to start robbing banks or something to pay off the loan. We could refinance. And the other thing is, I would ask the chair if he could read the bylaws statement about the function of the NFC, if, in fact, the NFC should be participant in major financial decisions. Because usually committees are assigned to oversight of normal activities, not in terms of management decisions. But I'm not sure. I don't have the bylaws in front of me. But if somebody could just look that up and see, what is the functionality of the NFC? Is it inappropriate? Should the PNB be making financial decisions without asking the NFC? Or what level of decisions could they make without asking the NFC? Are they obligated? So there's 3 things there. So one is half of the people on this committee already have all the details about the loan because they're all on the PNB. 2, everything should be done in writing rather than just chit-chatting and talking about it.
three, it's a good idea for the NFC to recommend activities or motions or projects or programs that will enable us to increase our income and pay off the loan and pay off the pension plans and pay off the increase in insurance that we are burdened with and so forth. You know, we need more money. So any ideas that the NFC has towards those things are good. And but also we should stay in scope of what the bylaws say, the NFC, what its obligations are. You know, and by the way, policy is not the end. So whatever the bylaws say is fine. But if the NFC comes up with a brilliant idea which exceeds the bylaws, that's fine. I'm not trying to stifle a good action to be pedantic and just follow policy. But we should use the bylaws policy about the functionality of the NFC as a guideline to what we want to include and not go like, well, how can they get away with doing this without asking us? I don't think they have to ask us. So if somebody could just read the section of the bylaws on the function of committees, and you'll see finance committee, and somewhere it'll say what the scope of it is. That's all.
Our Paul, what's that?
Our Paul, go ahead.
I've read the bylaws about the committee and all of that, but very specifically, I do remember that at some point in the past, the PNB passed a motion itself that said that for any kind of expenditure or big financial whatever, it would require itself to send the issue to the NFC to give advice to the PNB. And unfortunately, this is some years ago, and I was slogging through old PNB minutes, which isn't that easy. And so far, I haven't found it, but I remember it because we had to do a number of things like that. I remember us doing on the NFC a number of things like that in the past number of years. The PNB requires itself to be informed by us. And the logic was that the NFC can have more meetings on a single issue like, you know, something or other without as much problem as the PNB would have. And we would focus on just that and tell them, whereas the PNB has a lot of other stuff that they need to do. Let me also say the WBAI LSB passed a motion at its last meeting requesting that the PNB make all of this stuff, make the terms and conditions and et cetera known to the LSB. So there's at least one LSB that's asking for this. I don't know if that request and motion has gone to the PNB yet, but there's that. All right.
Okay. Briefly, in response to Ken's question, Article 8, Section 3, Part C of the bylaws reads, a finance committee which shall review and recommend the annual budget for board approval and shall monitor and report foundation financial activities at least quarterly and shall include as members the chief financial officer, a director from each radio station area, and the treasurers of each LSB. And the rest of it is just an exception about me. Anyway, it's about the chair of this committee not actually being the foundation's treasurer. The CFO is. So there's that. I do think that I don't know if people want to extend time to prepare a motion. What I would like to see is a motion asking for information from the people who are most intimate with the terms of the contract to give us all the information we need for budget preparation, at least. So that's my opinion. Anyone else to this issue?
Mansoor.
Mansoor, go ahead.
All right. I believe Alex Steinberg has put a motion to PNB to make all the contracts, agreements to be disclosed to all the Pacificans. So that most probably would be dealt with this Thursday when we have a meeting. So just a FYI. Thank you.
All right, well, I'm looking at the clock. Unless somebody extends the meeting, I think we're at the adjournment time.
Mr. Chair, before we go ahead. Could I just say, I think the directors should really push on the PNB that we need to know at least something to make the budgets. I don't know if the rest of the PNB is aware of that. That's all.
Yes.
Good point.
All right, there's no further business.
Thank you for chairing the meeting.
Well, thank you, Mansoor, and thank you, everybody, for being here and participating. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Well,
motion to adjourn.
We don't actually need one. We set the adjournment time at 10 o'clock. It's 10:01.
I just feel if I don't say something, it's like hanging up on somebody, you know?
No, you can just say this meeting is adjourned. That's all.
Oh.
Motion to adjourn.
All right.
Thank you, Joe. Good meeting.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
Good night.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Good night.